I'm Amanda, and I'm going to be talking today about the Universal Application Platform for Game Developers. When the trailer for Quantum Break was shown at the Game Awards in December last year, I was watching it while I was chatting with a few of my friends online. They were interested in the game at first, but then they saw only on Xbox and immediately sounded really disappointed. Oh, an exclusive? Eh, forget it. I work for Microsoft, obviously, so this kind of bummed me out. I want my friends to like our console. But it wasn't a new sentiment to me either. It seems like a lot of gamers are okay with PlayStation having exclusives this generation, but when Xbox announces a tempting exclusive, they roll their eyes. The truth is, I'm not much of a console warrior. Like it was for many gamers, Xbox 360 was my favorite game console last generation. I wasn't working for Microsoft then, but when they offered me a job, I jumped at the chance, for multiple reasons, but mainly because they do a lot of work I really love. That being said, I still own a PS3, and I've played a lot of games I enjoyed on that console, too. And what about gaming on PC? Yeah, I do that, too. I find it the best place to get a lot of the independent games that I love and to experiment with new titles. I pick up a lot of bundles, and I love the freedom that the PC gives me to download people's community experiments and half-finished homebrew games. I have a live-and-let-live attitude about it, I guess, but it seems that a lot of gamers are still invested in tribalism. I associate this kind of thinking with the 1990s, when Sega did what Nintendo don't, but I think the times are changing. It's okay to like two things. It's okay to want a game on the PC and on the Xbox. And if you were going to do that, wouldn't it be cool if your friends came along too? Meanwhile, I also enjoy the occasional mobile game. Our message to developers at Microsoft has changed a lot on the mobile side too, so now we aren't worried as much if you're interested in supporting Windows Phone on its own. With the new Universal Application Platform, we're bringing Windows 10 to Windows Phone. Really, we think about it less as Windows Phone these days and more as Windows 10 on a small screen. This is a different paradigm. We talk much less about devices now and more about screen sizes instead. Windows 10 is Windows 10, and that same platform that runs on your PC is going to come to your Xbox. That means that when developers write a game targeting that universal application platform, it's going to work in both places without too much extra fuss. The main things you'll have to tweak is adjusting for the expected screen size of the application, or figuring out if you're going to use that Xbox controller. I think a lot of people still haven't really wrapped their brains around this, so here's a quick demo. This is from one of our demos on GitHub, and it's designed as a sample photograph application display app. You can check it out and try it yourself. I'll provide the link. It requires Visual Studio to activate the demo. I use the free Community Edition. As you can see, at a wider screen size, this application wraps in a different way. The photograph is on the left and the caption is on the right. But when it shrinks down, say for a smaller device, the photograph bumps up to the top with the caption on the bottom. That means for a mobile game, you could have a different UI setup with the same game and seamlessly transition from one device to another. Of course, this demo is using XAML and C#, but that's not the whole platform. JavaScript and DirectX applications work as well. Unity, a game engine a lot of developers use, is already outputting to universal apps. In Unity 5.2, developers can build a single game that targets Windows 10 PCs and Xbox, and tablets and phones, all with the UAP platform. So if you're thinking Xbox, it just makes sense to add Windows 10 since the platform is going to be the same. Notice that in Visual Studio, the language we are using mentions the device, but concentrates more on the screen size. It's nice to know that this is targeting phone, but what it's really targeting is a screen of a particular resolution. Since targeting a lot of resolutions can be confusing to graphic designers, we talk about a thing called effective pixels. When a person is sitting up close to a screen, the pixels on that screen appear to be bigger, so a small resolution is not so small. With the larger screen, the viewer is also usually further away, creating an image that will be bigger, and may have a different orientation, but may not seem that much bigger when you get right down to it. Finally, on a big screen like your TV, which is where your Xbox is, you'll be viewing from even further away. My Xbox is all the way across the room from my couch. So it makes sense to think about resolution in terms of not just raw numbers, but the context of how these things appear to the eye when they're being used. We call this screen size application tailoring responsive design, and it means we're working on making a seamless transition from one screen to another with the same games or applications. I know this fits my use pattern pretty well these days. Sometimes I'll want to use Steam streaming to run a big game on my smaller laptop, but when I use my smaller laptop, it's also closer to my face. If you're just a gamer and not a developer, you might be wondering, if the games I think are console exclusives might also come to Windows 10, why would I need an Xbox One? And I mostly love having the Xbox One because of the way it hooks up to my TV. My gaming PC is in my office, which, while it's great for solitude and big game experiences, isn't a hub for activity the same way the living room and TV are. When I'm relaxing at the end of the day, I like to do it on the couch instead of in the office. I kind of like for my games to come with me, too. We hope you'll consider the Windows 10 PC a part of your gaming ecosystem, because we do want to meet players where players want to play, console, PC, wherever. While we're at it, we're also going to serve you apps on the device. I mean, Xbox is still my go-to for Netflix and Hulu, and I know that's true for a lot of people. But I'm pretty excited to get Quantum Break for it, too. There should be more announcements for developers at the time of the Game Developers Conference and Build. If you want more info and tips about game creation, please follow along with us here at the Game Dev Show. We're going to have some more information about how you can get started developing your first universal application game on your own. Hope to see you again, and thanks for watching.